A packed auditorium applauded in approval of the film enduring legacy of the Latino press in the U.S. The film narrates the history of Latino newspapers, beginning with the first Spanish newspaper in 1808 called El Mississippi.
Manifestation was a racist ideology that said that Northern Europeans were chosen by God.
Today, La Opinión is the leading Spanish language newspaper. Editor Monica Lozano is the granddaughter of the founder of La Opinión. She spoke of her grandfather's mission when he started a daily Spanish newspaper in 1913 in San Antonio, Texas.
He said, "This journalistic project can be summed up in three words. We came to fight. And we came to fight for the rights of Mexicans who find themselves outside of their homeland. And we came to fight that they be treated with dignity and with respect and be recognized for the contributions that they're made. And the way that we fight is by the written word."
Lozano says Latino newspapers continue to grow by serving their specific communities.
I've always said, if you keep your core reader, if you keep that at the middle of what you do, and you organize around their needs, you can not only survive, but you can thrive.
Many are thankful of the role Spanish newspapers play in their communities. Wendy Carrillo, a USC journalism graduate student, worked on the project. She grew up in Los Angeles.
Again, when Monica Lozano was talking about this notion that it's a tradition for us to go and get the paper, it's true. I remember that we would go out and every like Sunday we'd go and get La Opinión and we'd read it, and my mom would read it and I would read it because it was there. My dad would read it and we'd read stories together.
An exhibit accompanying the film will be on display at the USC Annenberg School of Communication until October 30th. Stephanie Guzman, Annenberg Radio News.